Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Here's what I see when it comes to officiating and the physicality of the series. To me, there's two different things. The officials have a very, very hard job in this series because there's a foul seemingly by every player on every play. And the physicality flat out is what it is. You have to deal with that. These are adults. This is professional sports. You can't be over here being like, stop touching me. You got to deal with it. And the Warriors are dishing it as much as they're taking it. There's no doubt. We have Draymond Green on the team here in the Bay Area. So there's no complaining about physicality and touching. But I find there to be one set aside that is a little bit different than the general physicality of the series. And it comes from this. And did you hear Stan Van Gundy say this on TNT last night during the broadcast? He's watching the game, and there was, I think it was when Steph hit that three, where Van Vliet had his arm around him, and Steph did that motion where he looked at the refs, and he's like, he's pulling my hip. Listen to Stan Van.
Boy, I really wish we could have guarded like this when I had to coach against Steph Curry. He just put his left arm around his hip on that play and took him down. He could have done this. It would have been a lot easier.
Okay. He's exactly right. And Brian Anderson at one point, the play-by-play man on TNT, Steph Curry put up a three and made it, and Anderson goes, three, and he's fouled. No, he wasn't. Yeah. There was no foul. And Stan Van, and Anderson goes, my bad. I said it wrong, and Stan Van goes, no, you didn't. You said it exactly right. The refs just didn't call it. It's very clear to me that the Houston Rockets, it's not just a general physicality. There's a very specific thing that they've been told to do to Steph Curry, and it's arm bars. You watch Dylan Brooks do this. This is what you watch it, youth ref.
Yep.
This is what little kids do when they try to defend. They don't understand about moving their feet, and so you stick your arms out. And you stick them out in this motion where you're making a V in front of you, and because you're trying to stop the person who's in front of you from being able to go anywhere. Now, if you're more sophisticated at it, like Dylan Brooks is, you put your arms out in your arm bar, and then you keep pulling them back. You keep pulling them back, 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 and making it look like, no, see, I'm not touching him. I'm not touching him. They're grabbing him around the waist every single play. He is being tackled. He is being fouled every single time. And that is, to me, a very targeted, strategic plan of the Rockets. And it is not legal. And so from that standpoint, if I'm the refs, if I'm Adam Silver, if I'm watching these games and thinking about big-level basketball and one of the faces of my league, I am saying, hey, this is something that we need to address. We're not allowing the Rockets to strategically put arms around his waist on every possession. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's great. And I'm not going to refute that notion. And I don't know if you have the sounder ready, but we can do a Dibs deep dive on what I've unearthed about like players to Steph and the free throws that they get that he doesn't get. So before we do the deep dive, I'll just say this. Steph played for 16 years, and this has been a problem for 16 years. So if it's a real problem, and I'll share some numbers with you that indicates it is an actual thing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it, Warriors? Because what you've done, it doesn't work.
It's not their problem to deal with. I don't think that they can. I don't know what, you know what I mean?
We have but this it is their problem to deal with because...
It's not. It's well, like it's a
problem.
The league
is clearly, they've shown you over 16 years that they are not going to address it.
I'd argue that this is another level. I guess that's what I'm saying. You're not wrong. This is the way Steph Curry gets defended, and we've had this conversation, and our listeners have tapped into it and all of that. This, to me, and maybe I'll be open to the idea that maybe it's just the emotion of the series and the playoffs, but to my eye, this has moved to a new area code in terms of beating up of Steph Curry literally at the midsection. It's not a general thing. It's not just like, let's trip him and let's hit him in the head. It's strategically placed arms at the waist, constant, illegal, and very rarely, if ever, called. And yesterday we were talking about it being off ball. It's not just off ball. It's on ball also.
Right.
They tackled him multiple times when he had the ball yesterday and no call. And Stan Van Gundy, who's coached in the league, literally just said it. He said, wow, I wish we could do this to him. We couldn't do this to him when I coached against him. That's from a coach, not a broadcaster on the Warriors flagship station.
Right.
This is from a man who coached in the league.
I get it. And I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying or what Stan is saying. I'm more puzzled by the idea of, you know, what can the Warriors then do about it? Because it's clear that this is happening. And, you know, you can send clips into the league office and we can have a last 2-minute report and we can sit here on the radio and talk about it ad nauseum. But it's been 16 years of Steph not getting calls in general. And so at some point, you've got to decide to take different action. And it reminds me of an old neighbor I used to have that had a dog that barked constantly through the day. The dog is barking and the owner was negligent. And so at some point, you go to the owner and say, hey, could you maybe, you know, take the dog out of the backyard, or can you do something with the dog and you do this and the dog still does it and it's year after year. At some point, you've got to try a different approach to get this dog to not spend its entire day yapping and barking and basically ruining the quietude of your neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I totally get it. I'm not disagreeing with you either. This is not a new issue. I just think it is now at a different level. And it is heightened because we're in the playoffs. And you don't have a whole lot of Steph Curry playoffs left. I'm not over here advocating that the league call some sort of meeting and do a special waiver for Steph. But we actually see stuff like this all the time. This isn't something new. You'll see sports leagues every year, or even as you enter certain portions of the year. And they'll say things like, hey, We're cracking down on this.
Yeah, points of emphasis.
We're going to emphasize this over here. Baseball did it recently, number of years ago now. But if you've watched baseball for a while, you know what used to be called the neighborhood play at second base. And there was a double play, and you'd throw the ball over second. Whoever's catching the ball just need to be in the neighborhood of second base.
Yep.
Well, in the age of replay, they're like, we can't do that anymore. We better actually enforce your foot needs to be on the base when you catch the ball. And if it's not, dude's going to be safe. They emphasized it, and you watched athletes go out there and make changes. It's time. I'm sorry. Because this, not because we've suddenly just arrived at a moment where I want it or you want it. We've arrived at a moment where it's now gotten pushed up the staircase even further. This is too much. He's getting tackled.
Yeah, but they don't care. Like, well, they need to. You think it's been pushed up the staircase, but it really hasn't. And you look at the history of Steph Curry in the association, and he's never gotten to the foul line commensurate with other players who play the way he does. And so my deep dive was looking at players who shoot threes at the rate that Steph does. And I just drew a couple of examples. In Steph's career, 52% of his shots are three-pointers. And so that's a lot. And at that, He shoots 4 free throws a game on the average. Another player who's very similar is James Harden. James Harden shoots 47 of his shots are three-pointers. So a little bit more driving to the basket. He shoots almost twice as many free throws a game. He shoots 8.2 free throws a game. So you got to ask yourself why. And they've almost taken the exact number of shots, by the way, in their career, over 18,000 apiece. And so James Harden shoots almost exactly the same way that Steph does, yet he shoots 4 more free throws a game. You got to ask yourself why. Is it because he is more of a complainer, more of a flopper? Is he better at embellishing and drawing contact?
I think that
yes, and yes.
The last one for me. He's way better at embellishing.
I think it's all of it. And he's also better at inviting content.
Yeah, he seeks it.
And he actually made the league change the rule about the rip through. Because James would, you know, you get your arm near him and he would rip through and he'd like make it seem like he was shooting a shot. And now that's no longer a shooting foul because of James.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
You want to know something I think he could do?
Yep.
First, you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You ever seen like a real soft-spoken parent just finally stand up at the dinner table, slam their hand down, and say, "Enough!" And all of a sudden, those kids are like, "Whoa, you just got my attention." Because this person, now some parents do that all the time, but this person just stepped out of character and that really gets people's attention. I'm drawn to the idea, and I don't know that we're there yet, but maybe we'll see where this series goes next. I don't know if Jimmy Butler's going to play, and I don't know how well the Warriors are going to play. If you come out, you're playing well in game 3 and you've got a flow and you're comfortable with what's happening because you're getting a home whistle, I don't know how it's going to go. But if what I've seen as far as very targeted, strategic style of physicality that they feel helps against Steph Curry, which is illegal, if he comes out on Saturday night and they're doing that and they're getting away with it and they're winning the game, like especially if Jimmy doesn't play, Steph's going to have to be next level. The ball's going to have to be in his hands even more and he's going to have to play more minutes. So it becomes very important in this game. If I'm Steph, I'm going to look for a way to go get a tech. I'm going to lose my ass.
Yeah.
Because it would not be like a Draymond Green tech. It would get their attention because it's Steph. We watched this in Brooklyn. It was a regular season game.
Yep.
The Warriors are down by 22 points before you got your butt warm. And I don't even think Steph, did he get a tech for that? He didn't even get a tech. He got a foul. But if you remember, if you're a Warrior fan who watches all the games, Steph was furious with what Brooklyn was doing to him. And the Warriors were down like 27-5 in the first quarter. And Steph simply took a simple inbounds pass. He's underneath his own hoop. And he turned around and drove his shoulder into the defense so that an offensive foul could be called so that he could turn to the ref and go, "That's enough of that. That's the crap that they're pulling on me in the other end, and you better fix it. You better start doing your job." And my God, wouldn't you know it, it got their attention because nobody ever sees Steph do that. So all I'm saying is we may get there. You know, you keep proposing the question, like, what are you going to do about it? And I don't know how much the Warriors can do. That's the only thing I can come up with. Lose it, dude. Lose it. Punt the ball into the upper deck. Lose your mind. Because that's so not you, I think it would shake the entire arena. Maybe to get somebody's attention.
It might. And I'm just looking at that clip that you're referencing. And they were down 21-5 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. And before he even gets the inbound, he's being bumped and harassed like he always is. And you're right. He gets the inbound and he just turns and just kapow.
Dude, it's a shiver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Steve Kerr actually got the tech. Because after that happens, and Curry's kind of going off like, you know, how much longer are you gonna let this go on? And Steve Kerr has his back, and he goes bananas, and Kerr gets the tech. But I do think that we've reached that point. And if you've got a defender who is putting their arms around you or on you and you don't have the ball, you take your hand and you just slap their arm away. and you slap them away and you slap them away. And maybe it gets into a little bit of a confrontation of sorts. You know, no one's going to haul off and punch the chef.
No, but shove him.
Stand up for yourself.
Yeah, shove him.
That's what I'm saying.
And shove somebody into the Rockets bench. I'm not even kidding.
No, I'm not either. And I think that we're long past the need for this to happen. And it's not going to affect his reputation. Nobody's going to, oh my God, kids, we have to give away your Steph Curry jersey because he pushed Dylan Brooks into Ime Udoka. We can no longer revere him. No, it's time for Steph to self-advocate. And I know he shouldn't have to. I agree with you.
He should not have to, yes.
Here we are in year 16, and the whistle that he gets is not even the same whistle that Trae Young gets. Trae Young gets 7.5 free throws a game, and he shoots more twos. His percentage is much lower than Steph.
He goes to the hoop even more.
But Tyler Hero shoots about the same number of threes as Steph, and he gets the same whistle as Steph, and he shouldn't. Steph's a star. You're right, but 16 years in, you can't just sit and wait for the refs to, shout out Spike Lee, do the right thing.
And I'm not even fully, not that I'm not, but I'm not sitting here just advocating for give Steph a different whistle because he's a star. I'm saying give him a different whistle because I see him as defended differently. I really do. I think that the league has decided, because one thing Steph is, when you compare him to Tyler Hero and Trae Young, you know what he is? Way freaking better. He's way harder to stop. He's a way better player. And so I think we've reached a spot where certain defenders especially, but all of the league, they're like, this is our best chance. Our best chance is just to totally just keep wrapping his waist, tackling him, grabbing him when he's off the ball, when no one's even looking. Let's not let him get to his spots, because he's a devastating player who can ruin your year if you let him go off. Unlike almost anybody other in the league. He's that elite, obviously. So this is the approach. It's strategic. It's illegal. And if the referees are not going to watch, despite all of this attention on it, yeah, man. I mean, we had this conversation 2 weeks ago, and I was like, no, Steph still needs to be Steph. I don't know. It's the playoffs. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe Steph needs to throw a mouse piece off of an official's face.
Well, that's suspendable.
Maybe.
We don't want to get that.
I'm kidding.
I know you are.
But I'm not. Like,
exactly.
Dude, get in someone's face and get their attention. Like, because he can like no one else could.
Right. And if he does that, and, you know, maybe he gets a tech, and if it's a game, for your point, like maybe it's game three, or yeah, it's game three and you're down 97-74 early fourth quarter, and it's like, okay, if the Warriors don't make a push here, then we're going to pull the plug and we're going to go to the reserves. At that point, maybe that's where you blow your stack, because a tech is not going to hurt you, and you send a message. Because if Steph gets upset...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And gets a tech. What's going to be global news?
Completely.
And then the message is sent much stronger than, well, we've sent in four or five clips that indicate that he's being held. And I'm not mocking Steve Kerr and the gentlemanly approach of the Warriors. It's why we love the Warriors. But at some point, when you've asked your neighbor for 11 years to take your dog inside or quiet them down, at some point, you got to call the authorities, or you got to do something a little bit stronger to try to get things right.
K-Way on YouTube, Super Chat, $5. Make a holla. Take a listen. Take a page out of LeBron's book. The refs called game two very differently than game one for the Lakers. Yep, I'll buy that too. They did. Now, in the end, game one went to the Timberwolves because they shot the hell out of the ball. And game two went to the Rockets because Jalen Green shot the hell out of the ball. So I hope everybody doesn't hear this and think either one of us are trying to rob credit away from the game last night. No. The Rockets won the game. And one of the Warriors' stars got hurt. These are all facts. But what I see with Steph Curry, something has got to change. And I don't really know who's going to take the lead. And if the league won't, if I'm Steph, I would think about maybe doing it myself. And the only way to get attention at this level is to do something completely out of character. So, yeah, punt the ball in the stands.
If need be.
Yeah.
And to K-Way's Super Chat point, game one, Minnesota got called for 21 fouls. The Lakers got called for 10. So the game was officiated more tightly in game two, but game one was a very Laker-friendly whistle. They were only called for 10 fouls. Game two, 46 fouls. It was almost an even split.
Yep.
Lakers were actually called for two more than Minnesota. But I do think that when you get into game three, the Warriors are going to want it called much more like that second Laker-Minnesota game where you're going to want a lot of fouls called in that game.
We're going to go to the phones, but I just want to let anybody know, anybody who thinks the Warrior-Rockets series is the only physical one, the Knicks and Pistons have already had to be separated.
Oh.
Tobias Harris and Karl Anthony Towns. The score's 3-1.
Late second quarter?
Less than 2 minutes into the game, and twice already players have had to be separated. So this is them playoffs.
Anybody throw a towel in someone's face yet?
Not yet.
All right. Keep posted.
Put it on your bingo card. We got a long way to go. Buckle up for a long night.